So I'm talking to Don Smith. And Don, I wonder if you can tell me about your association, your history with the Queen's Own Rifles.
Well, I joined the Queen's Own in 1961, January 5th, 1961, and I did my basic training in Calgary. Then we went to Germany, and I was on a sports team, cross-country running, and our team was the only Canadian team ever to win the British Army of the Rhine cross-country. We beat the Green Howards from England, who were an excellent team, and we beat them, finally. It took a long time, but we did.
And what year was that?
That was in 1963. We beat them in Paderborn, Germany. And my association was doing sports and everything, and then I was in a rifle company and did the rifle training and all that. And then I transferred to REMI in 1967. But my time with the Queen's Own was a very proud time, and I enjoyed every minute of my time with them.
What do you think makes the regiment unique and sort of dear to the hearts of those who served?
You were treated respectfully by all ranks. At the same time, you were disciplined if you did something wrong, but it was never held against you. They told you what you did wrong. Disciplinary actions taken accordingly, but then it was done. And it's a close-knit family of people. Organization I am proud to belong to today.
Have you been active in the association for a while?
Being a REMI, I had been away from for a long time till I came back to Chilliwack in 1997. And I got joined up to the association. I've been active with them ever since. And I hope to be active with them for as long as I'm around.
And do you live in Chilliwack?
Yes, still? I do, yeah.
So you came over to the island for the event?
I come over for every April and October for the two events that they hold every year.
And now what happens in October? Is the sort of Oktoberfest?
Kind of an Oktoberfest get-together. It's not a regimental formal thing. We don't wear the medals or anything or the blazers. We just come and meet and greet and have sort of an Oktoberfest and get together and see some old friends we haven't seen before. I've seen some guys here that I haven't seen since I left the Queen's Own back in 67.
Is that right?
So those kind of things are really... really makes it interesting, and that's why I belong to it.
Do you think it's the same in other regiments, or there's something particular about the Queen's Own?
Well, I think there's things that are in the other regiments, but I think the Queen's Own are particularly unique because we are the oldest in the country, and we've been around a long time, and we just have that little bit more esprit de corps, I think, than the rest of them.
That's what I've been hearing from the others as well. It's interesting.
It's really a great honor to belong to this association, and General Pitts and Bill Brayshaw and them, they do an excellent job to keep it going. The general, he deserves the utmost of respect. He's a very astute gentleman in every word.
Yeah, people have really, complimented his leadership and his personality and everything.
He had everything going for him. There's not a bad thing anybody would have to say about that man.
Is there any other anything else you'd like to share about the Queen's Own?
In my experience of my 7 years, 6.5, 7 years that I was with them, was a honored time. And as I told Lieutenant Colonel Cowling, I served under him, and I told him that it was an honor to serve under him because he was a firm commanding officer, but still a respectful and fair commanding officer. And when you get leadership like that, then you don't have any qualms about falling behind their leadership. Other than that, I have nothing else that I could bring up to make it any better than that, because they are the best.
Great. Well, thank you for talking to me.
Okay,
and
my
I'd like to take your picture, if that's okay, too.
Yes, you may.